Welcome to Late Talker Radio, the podcast that helps you navigate the early years when faced with your child having language delay. Packed with everything you need to feel empowered and positive about the future. Here's your host, consultant speech and language therapist of 20 years, Joanne Jones.
Hello and welcome to this episode of my podcast, Late Talker Radio. I'm really glad to have you here, and today we're talking about AAC. What do I mean by AAC? So AAC is augmentative and alternative communication. So in other words, anything that helps a child or adult, but we're talking about children today, helps a child with their communication. It's an add-on, it's an extra, or in some cases it's an alternative to speech. So I get lost and asked a lot of questions about this, and so I thought today's podcast I would go through some of the most frequently asked questions about AAC and answer them for you right here. So the first question is, people always say, well, what is AAC? And it is a way of helping to support children's language development. And sometimes it is necessary to give them as an alternative to speech. So for some children, speech is just not possible, and having an AAC system can really help. What are the different forms of AAC? What does AAC look like? And that's a really great question, because there's lots of things out there to help support children's language. So, for example, it might be gesturing, it might be signing, using something like Makaton, it might be using photos or objects or symbols, you might have a symbol book or a symbol board, and you might have an electronic device. And all of those things come under the big umbrella of AAC. People always ask me, why would we use AAC? What's it for? And the answer to this is twofold, really. For some children, it really helps their language development. So it's really important to support talking with something visual. So if you imagine, when we are talking and children are learning language, they're getting all of that information from their auditory system. So they're having to remember it, store it, process it, all through the medium of sound. But think of how we are as adults. We use visuals to support sound a lot of the time. So we might write a shopping list. We might write ourselves down a reminder. We might put something in our phone to remind us. We use road signs all the time to get lots of information from small amounts of symbols. So our world is full of visuals because it helps to support our learning and our remembering and our understanding of the world. And so it makes sense that making a child's world visual as well as auditory is a really important idea. And think of how young children are attracted to screens, television programs, apps, because they are very visual and the sound is often secondary. You know, if they don't follow what's being said or they don't understand it, the visuals are enough to help them. So we know that visual information is really important in learning. And so by adding one of these visual supports, we're increasing the likelihood of children learning, storing, remembering, and recalling those words when necessary. For some children, talking may never be an option. Some children with autism, some children with cerebral palsy or muscular problems, some children with dyspraxia or phonological difficulties find getting words out really difficult. But in fact, in their brains, the language is all there. The comprehension is there, they've got complex thoughts, and they need a way to be able to express those. And so alternative communication is really important for them. And again, depending on the level and the age of the child, that might come in the form of symbols, it might come in the form of a book, or it might be an electronic system. We're living in a time where the electronic systems are just so sophisticated, and they give open the world for these children, because they are touch screen, they are eye gaze activated, so the child can just look at the symbol that they want, and the symbols all go together and a voice speaks for them. Now, even 5-10 years ago, the technology wasn't there for this, and I can remember when I first started knowing that there were children who totally understood what was going on, and but just had no means of being able to communicate that. And so it's wonderful to see how technology can now support children who are struggling in this way. So it's really important to think about AAC as your friend and as something that can help you to help your child. And so for some children it is an alternative, but for lots and lots of children it's augmentative, it's there to support. And so it's really important to have it in your toolkit to help your child with talking. And we'll come on a little bit more later as to how to do that. So another question often on the front of parents' lips is, will it stop my child from talking? And we know that a lot of research has been done into this area, and it shows absolutely every time that in fact it enhances language development. And if a child is able to talk physically, then they will talk, and that the talking will overtake the use of the AAC system or symbols or signing, because it's easier to talk and the child is innately driven to talk. It's just that for some children, talking is really, really difficult. And this can help, it can get them off the starting blocks, it can give them the confidence, it can help them to see themselves as communicators, and with those skills behind them they can then begin to add language and spoken language on the back of it. So which AA system is right for my child? How would you know that? And I think that is definitely where your speech and language therapist comes in, because it's really important to work out whether your child needs it to help them to learn, remember, store and recall words, or are they very good at that but they can't get the words out? So is it just about being able to express themselves? And how you use the symbols or the signs or the objects is really, it's key that fits in with what the symbols are there for. So you would use them differently if it's there to teach interaction and expression than you would if it was there to support comprehension. And so it's really important to ask your speech therapist, what is the purpose of this? What skills is this supporting my child to do? And how do we do that in the home or in nursery or school? But what if you can't see a speech therapist? And what if you know right now that your child would benefit from some visual support, but you don't have anyone to turn to immediately? So the easiest thing to do would be to start with gesturing and making up signs that you use consistently and are obvious to you and to your family, and start using those in everyday situations. You can also use objects, so giving your child the object before something is about to happen, so giving them a duck for the bath before you go in the bath, or giving your child a cup before it's time to have a drink. So they're beginning to realise that this represents what's about to happen. And so starting at this level, you'd be able to build up your child's understanding and support them in learning language. If your child has got all of this and you feel that your child is learning language and understands what you're saying but they just can't get the words out, there are apps on your iPhone that you can get that you can add photos, add pictures to, and begin to show them to your child so that they can make choices. So it's making choices is a really great place to start, because everybody's motivated to get what they want. So having some pictures of your, just take photos on your photos app, you know, on the photos app on your phone, take some photos of your child's favorite food and then encourage them to kind of swipe through and choose the one that they want, or favorite television programs, take a picture of it when it's on the TV and again encourage your child to swipe through to make that choice. And this is creating communication opportunities, which is really important, but also giving your child a really basic AAC system. Unless you've got a child with cerebral palsy or muscular difficulties who can't access swiping a phone or can't yet gesture or move their arms appropriately to be able to do something intricate, it's really important to find a company who can assess your child. So the companies who do the apps like Inclusive Technology, that's a good starting point, will help you to do an assessment. In different areas, there are different teams, either connected to your education department or potentially charities. For example, there's the ACE Centre in the Northwest, who will assess the child and show you which is the best device for them to be able to access, whether that be eye gaze or maybe using a little joystick or buttons for them to press. But it's never too early to start, and I think we're all hoping that speech will come. But going down this line is not because speech is not going to come. This is just a way of helping your child fill that gap before speech comes. I would never say to a parent that the child's never going to talk, because I would always have high expectations and that would be my aim. But if you're waiting too long, the child begins to see themselves as someone who can't communicate. And that can manifest itself in a couple of ways. So sometimes children can develop behaviours that are not helpful, that are ways of trying to express their frustration and get their message across. And those behaviours can often be unwanted or difficult to manage. Or for other children, they become withdrawn and they just give up and don't ask questions and don't try and get the message across because they can't. And so what an AAC system does, I think, beyond, you know, all of this that we're talking about, is it helps your child's self-esteem. It helps them to see themselves as somebody who can. And that is so important in these early years, to feel as though they have an outlet and a way to get their message across. So another question is, I often hear, is when should my child use this? And often people can get it out for an hour, or they'll get the symbol book out, or they'll get the PECS book at snack time, or they'll use gesture when they're singing songs. But if you imagine, words are surrounding your child all the time, spoken words, and it's really important that your child has the opportunity to have these systems or have access to their symbol book or their symbol board all of the time. Even at times when it's not appropriate for them to be asking, it's really important that they do, so that they can learn that, because you couldn't have taken their words away from them if they were talkers. And so I really encourage parents to have symbols, using gesture, signing, all of the time, even if there's times when it's tricky or difficult, having the books available so the child can ask, and then teaching that sometimes the answer is going to be no. So if you're listening to this feeling as though you're worried about your child and you feel as though they need some form of AAC, and the best thing to do is to speak to your speech therapist and ask them to refer you to any local services, or begin to do a search online for companies that produce different AAC systems, and then you can begin to have a look and see which might be suitable for your child. Often the electronic systems are very expensive, and that can be one thing that is prohibitive. And often getting funding from the local authority or the health authority can be very difficult. But there are charities around that will help and support parents to fund these systems. So don't have that as your number one barrier, because there might be ways around it. If you're looking at symbols, do go onto Amazon or eBay, because there's lots of people now who produce, laminate, cut out all the symbols for you. So you can actually buy a pack, which is great for getting you started. If your child needs to learn how to interact, so they're not yet, they're in their own little world and they don't yet ask you for things, do get in touch with a speech therapist and ask about PECS, which is Picture Exchange Communication System, and that helps children to get off the starting blocks with interaction. So that's a bit of a roundup on AAC. I hope you found it helpful. And if you'd like any more advice, please do come over to the page Easy Everyday Speech Therapy and reach out to me and ask questions. I get back to everybody. And I love to hear your questions because it helps me to plan my content. So do come over and let me know how you, what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and if there's any way that I can help you. Thank you very, very much, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Please look out for the next episode coming soon. And don't forget to take a look at our show notes at joannejones.co.uk. See you next time on Late Talker Radio. Bye for now.